This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his wife Asma have recovered from COVID-19 and have tested negative for the disease, according to a state news agency in Syria. The news agency reported that after the end of the quarantine period, symptoms of COVID-19 and negative PCR results, President Bashar al-Assad and Mrs. Asma al-Assad have resumed their work normally. And in other headlines related to the global coronavirus pandemic, the World Health Organization slammed Europe's unacceptably slow vaccine rollout and says the region's surge in infections is worrying. Officials in Brazil say the virus death toll is out of control as it reports a record 66,573 people died in March, more than twice as many as its second deadliest month last July. All this as its daily death toll set another grim new record of 3,869. Alcoholic drinks will be prohibited in French parks and other public spaces as part of a new limited national lockdown. The French Prime Minister said police will disperse groups of more than six people picnicking on riverbanks or in squares. The Olympic torch relay leg in Japan's second city should be canceled over rising infections, the region's governor says. The comments come as officials plan special measures against the virus in parts of Osaka and two other regions, Hyogo and Miyagi, from April 5th to May 5th. Israel hopes to administer the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to youngsters aged 12 to 15 from May, after a study shows it is safe and efficient.